Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Although you see no water for miles around, you are, like us, marooned. You're stranded in this sad and lonely place called Barovia. To mix metaphors, we are incarcerated. The fog that surrounds us are the bars of our dungeon, and Baron von Strahd is our jailer. As far as I can tell, there is only one way out, and that is to kill Devil Strahd.
Is it conjures a ball of flames into his hand?
No.
And he throws it at you.
Haha, idiot, I'm resistant to fire.
He hits you.
Dumb cunt. Moron. I'm resistant to fire. Ah!
You take 3 points of damage.
That's not so bad.
Or 7 points of quotation marks damage, will.
I will.
All right. Then. And then some people. A few more people now, because they kind of are realizing what's happening. No, they swarm Elanial.
It's so funny to imagine four people being like, where's my weapon? What did I do with my... Oh, I threw it in the leg.
That's a critical hit.
Uh-oh.
That's a regular hit.
Uh-oh.
That's a regular hit. All right, let's do the regular hits first.
Oh, dear.
As Elanial gets swarmed, she takes 4 points of damage from two just regular old... run-of-the-mill attacks. Nothing
two
special.
Chairs.
Two chairs. I know, the chairs are the criticals. You can only do critical hits with a chair.
Yeah, the chairs are the critical
Good
hits.
Point, good point, good point.
These will be candelabras.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The first one isn't a chair. It's a fucking ladder.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Far out.
Kneecapped. Quadruple damage, and you have disadvantage on skill checks that rely on your legs. Until you finish a long rest. One of Elanial's legs.
Awesome, dude.
One of the villagers runs up with a ladder, using the ladder like a lance. They break Elanial's leg. They break Elanial's knee. They make Elanial's knee bend the other way.
Oh.
Elanial takes only 16 points of damage.
Okay.
Luckily.
A ladder will do that to you. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she now has disadvantage on any skill check that relies on her legs until a week has passed.
I was going to quickly ask, though, like, when does that start? Like, when was our last long rest?
Yeah.
What
do you mean?
Well, I mean, if it's you take 7 days, like, is it, you know...
You don't need to be doing nothing for those 7 days.
Okay.
Just when a week passes.
Okay.
I would argue that you need to have a short rest on each one of those days.
Yeah.
So long as you do that, okay. I would say you can be doing other things.
Yeah, because pretty much the moment we've arrived in Barovia, we've been going.
Oh, yeah. I'm just wondering, like, well, from when did that, like, you know, when did that 7 day...
In?
Are we currently, like, day six? Regardless, they said.
That's
all I want to know.
Oh, it starts from today.
So from now.
Yeah.
Okay. From today. I hate that.
Yeah, that's cool, dude. That's really cool.
Okay.
Just clarifying.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
That was the first critical she took.
That's right. She took two.
Yeah. That's right.
Let's hope for a low number. Okay. That's, look, good news, bad news.
Good news?
Good news. It could have been worse.
Okay.
Bad news? Only by one.
Oh my God. Oh, wow.
Bludgeoning, wide open. All enemies within range may make an attack of opportunity against you.
Okay.
So she takes 3 points of damage and then let's do that again.
Oh, no.
What's more?
At least they were at full health.
Yeah.
You know, when they started
this. Yeah, yeah. If that had been any of us.
Well, yeah.
Goodbye. Well, you.
Yeah.
Well, me soon.
Yeah.
Hit.
Yeah.
Hit. That's it.
Okay, thank God.
I was
expecting so many more criticals again. I was like, guaranteed, guaranteed.
Another 7 points of damage.
Yep. Okay, she's getting fucking bananaed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just like, you know, it was one of them.
Fucking bananaed. What does that even mean?
I'm pretty happy with it. I think it's good.
It's the watery masses done.
Oh, I think this is bad.
Okay.
Oh, it's doing great.
At least I'm not getting dragged into its mouth.
Well, that was it missing you. You get dunked in the water.
Yeah.
And then it's going to, with one of its tendrils, well, that's one of its attacks, essentially.
Yeah.
With its other...
What, Adam? What has made you laugh so?
Good news, bad news. Which would you prefer first?
Let's get that good news. Bad news,
good news.
Good news,
it's
dessert.
No longer grappling you.
Okay, sweet. But I heard word that there was some bad news. Oh, fuck. Getting whipped.
Like a whip, it throws you. Like a whip, it throws you. With a whipping motion, it throws you.
No.
So?
Uh-huh.
The first thing you know, it's like so fast, you don't even know what's happening.
Yuck,
all
yeah.
you know is that it's like the air itself became solid and it feels like you hit solid air.
Uh-huh.
That was you breaking the sound barrier.
Well, hopefully they've thrown you far enough. You can get some pretty sick shots off.
Well, yeah,
before
let's,
you land, then become
yeah,
a paste.
Maybe I can do it while I'm in the air.
This is, I think, you becoming a passata.
Yeah, I'm about to be passata pip.
You're becoming a spicy marinara sauce.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You
yeah.
are thrown 40 feet.
Oh, no.
You're knocked prone.
Uh-huh.
And you take...
Are you in the water? No, out of the water.
No, he's not even on the beach.
Oh.
You take 12 points of damage.
Okay.
Phew. All right.
Okay.
Ow. Hey, you're both on the same hit point total.
That's not good.
That's a really bad news. You said that like it was good news, Adam, but I'm going to tell you, that's a wazza wazza.
It's the direst wolf's turn.
Okay, fuck.
Okay.
They bring the horse down.
Great news, thank you.
You and a Gogash.
Thanks, Adam, once again.
You and a Gogash take 6 points of damage.
Oh, fucking... Fucking hell, man.
That's 3 hit points to you.
That's a real worry.
Well, we're no longer the same hit points.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was going to say significantly lower than me, but not really.
That's the direst wolf's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Pip.
Okay. I have a potion left that I didn't drink when we were fighting the hag, but I made for the hag, that maybe it's time to guzzle down now, which just gives me magic and damage resistance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give that a drink. Is that my turn?
Well, that's your action to drink the potion.
Okay.
So you drinking the potion, you will get for... Oh, wow. Good job. For 4 turns,
okay.
You will get advantage on saving throws versus spells.
Yeah.
And you will get a 2-point reduction on any non-magical damage you take.
Okay, I'll take it. It's something. It's something. Yeah.
Was there anything else you wanted to
do? I don't think I have any bonus actions, really. So, no.
Okay, cool. Well,
was that a waste?
Yeah, could you just shot? Because it's immune to it. Piercing damage does good damage right now.
Oh, that's right.
Eleniel whips that telescopic thing
whatever
that
it
she
is.
Has, yeah, right out. And then she begins arrow, 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 firing at the watery mass. She hits twice.
Okay.
And that's a lot of ones. Eleniel, please. I'm begging you.
It's so fucked up that... Oh, no, I've still got damage dice left for healing when I sleep. You less so.
36 points of damage.
Oh.
Hey.
I forgot it's... she's fucking it up because it's a piercing vulnerable.
Yeah,
now.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's good.
All right. All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. Cool, 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 cool. It's a bit of a coin flip right now, but it could be worse.
That's all right.
I feel like I hear that so often from you. It's lost all meaning.
Cribbit brings out a little light crossbow. You can't see, but it's beautifully etched on all of the sides, on all of the surfaces. It's got beautiful pictures of little grungs dancing and playing different instruments.
Oh. Is this like it's less a crossbow and more an instrument for him normally? Yeah. It's just that...
So as he winds it, clank, da 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 da.
You fucked up if that killed you. Yeah, that's the last thing you hear.
That'd be intense.
As a magical weapon, it will overcome damage resistance, and so it's going to deal double damage.
Oh, come on.
All right, all right. The watery mass does not look like it wants to pursue this fight for much longer.
Hey,
that's a Go-Gash's turn. This is an entirely separate awful situation for you.
Yeah.
A Go-Gash stands up, looks at you, Hector, with a lot of seriousness. He says, "Stay behind me. I know I talk a lot of shit, but I can take this and you can't."
I just nod.
A Go-Gash with his axe in just one hand turns back to the direst wolves, screams to the heavens, and with almost steam coming out of his ears, he begins swinging his axe with wild abandon. Hector, it's your turn.
Okay. Quick question.
Yeah.
When I was knocked unconscious, my backpack is gone. So I don't have my weapons with me. I remember I have a medallion or like a necklace with like a gnome's pannier kind of symbol. Do I have that still?
I would say yes.
I will cast Word of Radiance on all the wolves.
All right. All right, that's good. Is that a cantrip?
Yeah.
That's good.
It's not that, yeah. One passes, the rest fail.
All right.
Wow, 12 damage to all of them.
Hey.
One of the direst wolves, you issue an explosive, blinding almost flash of light in all directions.
Kill.
One of the direst wolves is flash fried. Mm. There's nothing but ash. Hits the floor.
Raise my head. It's just like, help me.
The other direst wolves take some serious damage, but none of them die, unfortunately.
Okay.
And then it is the people's turn. Did you have anything else?
No. Hide behind the Go-Gash.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, hide behind the Go-Gash, I guess, is what I'm doing.
One, two, critical hit. Cribbit gets hit once normally.
No.
And once with a chair.
No.
4 points of damage. I love that this group of people, their big damage dealer is just the fact that they roll so many times that they're just kind of likely to get a critical hit.
Yeah. Just they get the odds on their side.
Oh, man.
What?
I just keep rolling high for these ones. Out for the count.
Don't like that.
Quadruple damage and make a DC 16 constitution saving throw. On a failed save, you are knocked unconscious.
Okay.
So that's 12 points of damage to Cribbit.
Uh-huh.
And Cribbit needs to make a constitution saving throw.
Little he's frog's hardy. Got a good guts.
Crack! Flump!
He's not great at kind of... Not as hardy as we'd like.
Cribbit is knocked out cold.
Weak little frog belly.
Yeah. And then Elanial.
Okay, fuck.
You're in luck, Pip.
Yes.
You were thrown so fucking far that no one can actually get to you this turn.
Cool.
And that's a hit. That's a hit. That's a critical hit.
Oh my God. These fucking chair guys.
Maybe Cribbit should have.
It's the same one each time.
Yeah. Maybe Cribbit should have, disarmed all these chair fuckers.
Yeah, maybe that would have been useful.
Everyone in the chair, in the lake.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah.
You're going to laugh. You're going to laugh.
Am I?
So, Adam? You know how the watery mass forgot the last 4 days?
No.
Oh, my God.
Now,
what happened in the last 4 days?
She needs to make a constitution saving throw, which she's not bad at. She failed. It's not as bad, though, as the watery mass.
Okay.
She loses the last hour of her life.
Okay, that's
actually... She at least remembers what's happening.
She lost 4 days. She'd just see you and shoot.
She'd be like, Pip Mandora did this.
I know, that would have been so fucking funny. The next one up from this, if I'd accidentally rolled that, would have been she forgets everything.
Oh, my God.
She just doesn't remember who she is. She takes 4 points of damage, and then she loses the last hour of her life. No biggie.
She can, it's just the thing she was planning to do is now the thing that is happening.
That's almost good.
Yeah.
Imagine if right now you like were an hour ahead of whatever you needed to do.
Yeah, you
did it as well. You did it as best as you could. You've just skipped an hour
skipped
of hard work.
Yeah.
It's the Watery Mass's turn.
Yeah, at least I'm far away now.
Yeah, it can't get you.
Yeah.
Who can it get? It's not getting closer to Cribbit.
Well, it's in the middle
Cribbit's
of the
unconscious.
Lake, isn't it?
You it's know? Scared, right? Not scared.
Cribbit's unconscious. It's not scared anymore.
It's pretty. It's wounded, right?
It's pretty fucked up. Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. It attacks Elaniel.
Okay. Cool.
It misses Elaniel.
Okay.
That's good.
And then with its other attack, it picks up Cribbit.
Uh-oh. Not Cribbit, Adam. Don't you dare.
It's the direst wolf's turn.
Ah, shit.
And it's bad. It's so fucking bad, my dude.
Oh, my God.
Can I climb?
Get on top of his head, Cribbit style.
All right. One of them lunges in. You have no armor. No. One of them lunges in and bites at you, but isn't able to grasp upon you. Another one gets you.
Okay, I'm out.
You get bit.
Yeah.
Well, what's your current hit points?
3, Adam.
Oh, yeah, no. It's minimum damage. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Everything goes dark for you, buddy.
Come on, man.
Oh, I'm already at 1 savings. Yeah, cool.
Oh, wow. They're not great at going for a Gogash, at least.
Small miracles.
Well, you made a Gogash's job a lot easier.
Yeah, that's good.
You tanked the damage he could have.
Yeah. Oh, he's also taking half damage.
He's in rage mode.
He's raging.
Yeah.
And that was the direst wolf's turn. Oh, you're on 1 failed saving throw, by the way.
Yeah,
Pip, it's your turn.
Okay, can I hit the watery mass from here?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to just plug it with 2 arrows, and let's make them a precise shot.
Okay.
Give myself advantage.
Critical hit.
Yes!
Yay!
Now watch as I get the lowest. Watch as it forgets another 4 days of its life. Yeah, well, there it is.
God damn it.
Fuck it, Al.
Uh-huh.
Make a DC 14 constitution saving throw. On a failed save, permanently lose 1 point of intelligence.
How smart is it anyway?
You made it dumber.
And we just stop it?
Theoretically, no, unfortunately.
Okay. Damn.
No, unfortunately. I mean, it loses 1 point of intelligence, but that doesn't do a lot to it. Your second attack is also a hit.
Nice. Hey.
So you deal 19 points of damage.
All right.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, you've done quite a lot of damage to it, and you can see the watery mass. Actually, maybe the watery mass begins to recede. It's trying to flee.
Yeah. That's okay. Well, that's good. I mean, we don't want it to flee. I get, but it won't heal.
It's Elaniel's turn.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck. Imagine. Oh, wow. Her second attack missed, but her first attack hit. Thank fucking Christ. God. Oh, wow. She did so little damage. It's still enough, though.
Okay.
Elaniel, thwank, 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 with arrow after arrow after arrow. Eventually, the watery mass hits the water with a solid thump. As it does so, it lies very terribly still. Slowly, it begins to, like ice, melt away.
Ooh.
You think in just maybe a few minutes, it's going to be gone. Okay. When that happens, all the people on the beach start, like, whoa, like kind of realizing what's happening. None of them have any memory from being taken here to waking up at this moment. But none of them, they're all so confused that even ones who might be members of the town guard are so just baffled now that no one's thinking of
arresting me.
A lot of people just sit down.
Yeah, yep. Fair enough.
Cribbit gets dropped in the water.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
He can breathe underwater, right? You're frogman.
Now, here's the thing about Krong. From memory, no.
Nope.
They're green tree frogs, unfortunately.
I see.
Or poisonous dart frogs or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
That was Elaniel's turn.
Does the shock of the water wake him up?
Well, it's Cribbit's turn. How high did he drop? Yeah, that's a failed saving throw.
Okie doke.
Okie doke.
Oh, no, he's unconscious. He's not.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm sorry. He would take another 7 points of damage when he hits the water.
Okay.
Which isn't great for him, but I would say that wakes him up.
Oh, that's okay. Good. Can Cribbit
begins swimming back to shore.
Okay.
And it is Gogash's turn.
Would the crowd say turn on direwolves? Like, I mean, they
you're pretty far away at this point.
Oh, we're far. Okay.
Yeah, you rode hard and fast.
Well, that's nice.
You went for like 3 full turns, you'd be nearly 500 feet away at this point. Okay. All right. And, well, we'll get back to a Gogash. You are out of initiative.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll just say.
All right, great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My turn yet?
We'll get to you in a minute.
Okay.
Krivet swims back to shore, walks up, kind of shakes himself off.
Mm-hmm.
Elainiel turns to look at you and then maybe off into the receding darkness where Gogash went.
I just gesture like, should we follow
them? I
don't
think we should stay here, she says. Yeah. She looks around and you just don't need the complications.
No,
of
absolutely.
Talking to these
everybody
people.
Can figure out. It's not my job to figure out everybody's home, okay?
Yeah.
I killed the monster, that's enough.
Krivet, maybe. No, Cribbit's not going to be an active participant. Elainiel's not going to fucking do it. Are you going to free any of the people who are still tied up? I mean, obviously, the people here aren't going to be like, well, I guess we were killing these people.
Yeah.
They will get freed, but no one's freeing them currently.
Maybe if, like, are there people that as we walk into the darkness, like, that we
everyone here is really discombobulated.
Okay. Like, there's no one I could bark, like, untie them at?
Probably, yeah.
All right, well, yeah, as we pass someone, I'll be like, make sure you untie the people by the shore, and then we'll keep walking.
The person seems... You see that they register your words, but they just seem too confused.
That's the amount of effort I want to put
in. Okay, cool. You start tracking off into the darkness.
As we're doing that, I'd like to make a concoction.
All right.
I could.
Can you make one death saving throw, please?
Oh, no.
Okay, it's a success.
That's good.
That's good. Ah, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And can you make another death saving throw, please? Please.
Please.
18.
Nicely 18. Done.
All right, that's one failed, two successful.
Yep.
All right, give me one tick. Gogash. All right, okay, cool. Can you make another one?
Okay.
Things are looking pretty good for you, though. So
two successful, one failed.
That's a 20.
That's a 20, baby. All right. You're back,
you,
baby.
You wake up, you've got one hit point, it's dark. It's dark everywhere. You are being jostled up and down. You can hear... an arm is over you on your shoulders. You can hear from somewhere in the darkness, you can't see anything. It's just dark in every direction. You can hear barking and snarling and gnashing of teeth. And then another arm... protectively comes over you. You realize immediately you're on a Gogash's shoulders.
Yeah.
A Gogash puts both of his arms on top of you, and then whoop! You can now see everything a lot clearer, but everything has like a smoky, misty quality. It's like everything is built out of smoke. You can see kind of almost infinitely in every direction through this smoky surrounding. You are in the ethereal plane.
Oh,
a Gogash runs through the ethereal plane as he turns around to look at you and he says, "We are fleeing is where we are."
Okay.
Be ready for the return, he says. You're back in the material plane.
Mm-hmm.
The direst wolves quite clearly got a little flustered at this. They lost a Gogash. So you hear them barking, but they're a little further away this time. But they have reacquired a Gogash almost immediately.
Okay. How close are they?
They're probably within 30 feet. No, sorry. They would be 80 feet away. Sorry.
I okay. If they get to 60, I'll start firing off some spells. But until that point, let's just ride like the wind.
All right. Whoomp! You're back in the ethereal plane.
Let's look around.
Is it pretty?
You can see.
Seems pretty.
Hundreds, thousands, perhaps. You didn't notice it last time because they were standing so still. You could not imagine so many people so still. But you see countless numbers of people standing completely still watching you. There is no two alike. This is the most, they are all ghostly, like made out of smoke, like the surroundings. You see elves of any sort of stripe. You see strange beings like Eladrin, which are kind of an offshoot of elves. You see dwarves. You see tieflings. You see basically anything except a human. And all of them wear like really impressive garb, shields, armors, cloaks, fancy looking swords. You recognize them as adventurers. Every single one of them is an adventurer.
Okay.
You're back in the material plane. The Direst Wolves are a little further now.
Who are they?
I do not know. I see them every time I come into the ethereal, but only here in Abrovia. I've never encountered them before. I think Gogash gives a nervous glance at you and then a nervous glance past you to the Direst Wolves. I think they were people who came before us.
They weren't moving. They were
standing just watching you.
Okay, so they were like... Not dead?
No, they're spirits.
Oh, spirits.
They're the adventurers who have died here in Barovia.
Yeah.
You're back in the ethereal. Once again, there's so fucking many of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's thick with adventurers.
Mm.
Puff, 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 puff. Every time you do it, you get a little further away from the Direst Wolves. But every time you do it, you realize you're in the ethereal for a little less time. Until finally, boom, 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 boom. Agogash starts making way more noise than he has before. You look down and you see that Agogash is no longer, those little motes of air around his feet, they're no longer there. Agogash, you never realized, but had muffled feet this entire fucking time. Agogash does not once more move into the ethereal plane, but you manage to escape the Direst Wolves.
Okay.
Eventually, once Agogash thinks you are safe, he slows down, stops, and slowly puts you down.
Thank you.
Sits down. Agogash seems truly exhausted.
I pick him up. And I'm like, we gotta keep...
I don't think you're strong enough.
Come on.
What's your strength?
16? I try to pick him up. I try to help him up then.
Agogash, with all of his equipment, is probably too heavy. If you try, maybe it turns into, instead of picking him up, maybe you grab him by the wrists, intending to pick him up, but Agogash just stands up.
Come on. We need to go.
Agogash nods. I'm sorry. I have lost which direction is which in all the chaos. I do not know where we need to head. And in the darkness, I am confused.
I turn on a girl, 60 feet. I look sky to the stars to anything to be just like, where are we?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's thick cloud overhead. Yeah. There, you look up, you realize it's a full moon, but there is enough light here for a new moon, not a full moon. You just can't see anything.
Okay. Where were the wolves? They were coming that way.
Agogash looks around. He gestures in a direction. I think they came. I think we last encountered them in that direction.
All right. Well, I guess we just go the other way. Or perpendicular.
Perhaps. Maybe. Yes. He doesn't take the time for that. He just starts heading in a direction and expects you to follow, I suppose.
Yep. So I guess we came from the lake, right? So we go kind of almost like perpendicular to what we were going.
Sure.
So I had a right angle, as it were.
Fingers crossed that you're not even just one degree off.
Because that would mean
you would miss Valakai by hundreds of miles.
Oh, I know. Until we just get like a little bit of land, like see if we
out
can
of the
see
trees.
Something.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Well, Pip.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to be tracking them because I assume that they're still basically... Mm-hmm. At the mercy of the dire wolves.
As you're walking with more than a little bit of haste,
you spot
a mace, a familiar looking mace, sticking out of one of the packs. You loop your arm through it, pick it up, and you take Hector's bag.
The shoulder and head off. All right, mad.
You and Elanial track.
Yeah.
You find where the hooves stop, and you find the dead horse. Both of its rear legs have been torn off.
Yeah.
Elanial kneels near the horse, puts a hand on its snout, and issues just a short prayer to a god you've never heard of. When she stands up, she gestures, and both of you can see there's three dead Direst Wolves here.
Okay.
You can see a lot of blood and footprints and paw prints heading into the Slavich Woods.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay. We've got to finish what we started. I'm going to follow him.
You and Elainiel and Cribbit head into the Slavage Wood.
Let's hit the encounter table, baby.
It's relentless.
Okay, so highs or lows?
Oh, let's do the highs.
Highs, lows.
No, you want highs.
We actually really meant highs.
That's fine. It'll be a not too challenging encounter then.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, there's no way you're not having an encounter.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe it's one of them good accounts. Maybe it's the like a little.
How many hit points you got?
I got one, dude.
That sucks. For you.
Yeah. And probably a Gogash.
Yeah.
A Gogash? Well, he's not hale and hearty. Right. But a Gogash.
He's got to carry me around there.
He's pretty fucked up, actually.
Maybe it'll be just regular wolves.
It is.
That's not so
bad. And it's only 9 of them.
A regular wolf's gonna have like 5 hit points or something, dude. It's gotta be low. You can hit them with your word of power or whatever.
How? You're right.
A wolf's gonna have
How fucking powerful low can a wolf be? Hey, speaking of highs or lows.
Lows?
Whoa, lows!
I'm kidding. Glee on your face.
Yeah. What one are you picking?
Lows. I'm picking lows.
All right, it's an easy encounter then.
Nine wolves. An equal number of wolves attack Pip and Hector.
That would be so fucking funny. Nah, if that happened, I genuinely just would have put you in the same encounter. To be honest,
that'd be so fair. Good.
That would have been nice, and
you
almost
would have liked that.
Yeah, yes.
We would have. Instead, it's going to be 2.
You got 8 wolves.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Easy peasy.
All I gotta do is, like, not wearing any armor, not get hit.
Do you have no AC, does that mean?
Yeah.
That's so intense. Yeah.
I guess I'm also not wearing my beautiful shield that I got.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's good to hear. Uh-huh. What's
you
up?
You see a green light in the forest. Elainiel and you both stop. Cribbit does not know Barovia well enough.
Yeah.
But both you and Elainiel are like, what is this?
Can I identify it as a willy wispy? As the Emmanuel the Monster might call it?
It could be.
Okay.
It's just all you know is that there is a green light. It's at about, I would say at about chest height.
Okay, how far away?
Extreme distance, probably like 200 feet.
We avoid it entirely. I don't need that.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And I make sure everybody else...
Cribbit kind of, as you're making your way to go around it, Cribbit stops, looks at it, looks back
maybe
at...
Maybe I pick him up, put him on the path facing away from it.
Yes, no. We need to find friend to get his story. It looked good. We come back for this?
Nothing good comes from following lights in the wood, Cribbit.
Not a single thing. That's what this one wants.
Nothing good.
Does that one not know? Storyteller.
Yeah. It'll be a bad story.
But
it'll be the story of Cribbit's death.
These ones come back.
Come back.
Who would write story of Cribbit's death? Who would read story of Cribbit's
death?
We've
really got to get going.
All right, so the 9 wolves. It's a Gogash's turn first. A Gogash sighs and then enters a rage. That's a long rest one.
Fuck.
And you know what? He's gonna frenzy.
Good.
He charges forwards and starts swinging. First attack hit, second attack hit, third attack hit. So let's hope he does
max damage to every single one of them.
Yeah. Maybe he kills them in one go.
Well, he kills one. What does he need to roll at least? That's a kill. Yeah, all right. He kills 3 of the 9.
All right. That's great. Six wolves.
Then it is six wolves' turn.
God damn it.
Mm. They attack him.
Okay.
Because he charged. This is kind of what he wants, I suppose. That's a hit, 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 hit. Oh, no, that's a miss. Hit, okay. hit. All right. So okay. five hits, but they're only regular wolves. So they only deal.
He's raging.
He's raging.
2d4 damage.
Divided by two.
Divided by two. Yeah. I think a Gogash will be just fine.
Just peachy. All right.
I think he'll just be peaches and cream, baby.
Yeah.
Killed by regular wolves. What a pedestrian way to die in Barovia.
20.
What?
40 damage. Halved.
Okay.
Halved.
Okay.
Halved.
Okay.
He takes 20 points of damage.
Okay.
Okay.
And then it's your turn, Hector. What a night this has been. What a few days.
I think it's insane this all got kicked off because Hector decided to have an extra look around at the front of the church.
All right. I have no weapon, correct? All right.
No.
Sweet. Did he attack all the ones? So there's no wounded wolf right now?
No. Any wolf he hit, he killed.
All right.
He beheaded three wolves.
Okay. Whispering an apology to Penia, I'm going to try and take maybe a few steps back, so I'm like 30 feet
then
from...
Then a few more steps back, then you keep going. Yeah.
30 feet from the wolves and cast a Sacred Flame on one of them.
All right. That is... They make a saving throw, don't they?
Dex.
I'm so sorry.
They fail the Dex saving throw. How much damage is it? 2d6?
2d8.
2d8.
2d8, right. That's pretty good.
I'm so sorry.
You down another wolf.
All right.
So that's four wolves down, five wolves to go. It's good old Gogash's turn. That's a hit.
Uh-huh.
That's a hit. All right, he misses in the third one.
Okay, that's okay.
It's nearly a critical miss.
Okay, yay. A regular miss will take.
Ugh. A Gogash kills two more wolves. So he's just beheading wolf after wolf after wolf. You ashed one of the wolves like you did previously. So you're down to three wolves, all of which attack a Gogash.
Uh-huh.
Actually, they're just regular wolves. Highs or lows?
Oh, let's go with highs.
Highs? All right. Yeah, they attack him.
Damn it.
That's a hit. That's a hit. And that's a hit. All right. That's
maybe they're going to roll really low. I'm looking at Adam's going to say, that's a lot of ones.
Six, 10.
That's a lot of ones.
16,
23. But
halved is 11.
But halved.
Oh, wow. Okay, gosh, he's on 3 hit points.
That's
Hector.
Okay. All righty. Okay.
Ash another wolf.
How far away? I'm 60 feet. How much am I moving a turn? 30 feet. I have to ash. Yep.
All right. Another failed saving throw.
Okay, that's good.
2d8.
That's good. The wolf's ablaze.
Maximum damage. You ash another wolf. Okay. There's two left. It's a Gogash's turn.
So I'm just apologizing to Petia. This sucks.
That's a miss.
Oh, fuck.
That's a hit.
Okay.
That's a hit. Yes. Now, he, on a d12, needs to roll better. No, better than a 4. Just to outright kill the wolf.
Okay.
So the first one is, all right, so he doesn't kill. He kills a wolf.
Okay, one wolf left.
There's one left. That wolf attacks him. That's a hit.
Okay.
He can, all right, minimum damage.
Yeah.
If I roll, basically, I need to roll less than 6.
Okay.
For a Gogash to stay standing. All right, a Gogash goes down.
Okay.
All right. Go.
A Gogash hits the ground as the wolf tears into him.
I've not seen that yet.
When the wolf lets go of a Gogash and looks at you, you realize it's doing it with intention. If you've ever fought a wolf before, or if you've ever fought an animal before, an animal will typically fight to protect its territory. Maybe for food, for like animalistic reasons. They have a baser urge that they are trying to meet, right? When the wolf looks at you, it has let go of a Gogash, and you can see that the wolf did not care that a Gogash was in its territory, if it was, you were in its territory. It didn't care to eat a Gogash. That's not why it's here. It didn't even seem too terrified to run, like as its companions were being killed. When the wolf looks at you and you see a very familiar emblem seared into the side of the wolf's face, you realize that there is a malevolence directing the wolf to kill you. The wolf cannot attack you this turn, but it now is next to you as it charges you.
Next to me. Okay.
And it's your turn.
Okay. Sacred flame. Let's try and burn this wolf to a crisp. Ash
the wolf. Fails the saving throw.
Ash the wolf.
You.
Dear God, please protect me. Dear God, please protect me.
You do not ash the wolf.
Fuck.
You hurt the wolf badly, searing all along one side of the wolf. In the back of your mind, just a little thought pops in. You hope to God this is not your last thought. But a little thought just in the back of your head is like, is this how Boris was made? And then it is the wolf's turn.
All right.
The wolf misses you.
Oh, thank God.
It's your turn. It darts, it's snarling and snapping at both of your legs. You manage to dance your way backwards.
Yep.
It's like an old-fashioned gun show or whatever, where they like dance and shoot in your fucking
mouth.
Feet. Yeah.
Yep.
Another word of radiance?
I was thinking, word of radiance or sacred flame?
Sacred flame, sorry.
What about wolves, dex or con? Look, this would help me out. I'll do sacred flame, and I can't back up.
It fails the saving throw.
Okay, surely it's dead.
You ash the wolf. Okay.
I run to a Gogash and try to stabilize.
He would have gone one turn. All right, that's good. All right, you attempt to stabilize.
Mm-hmm.
You stabilize a Gogash.
Okay.
All right. I just maybe put him in the recovery position.
Very funny. So in old D&D, you as a barbarian, when you rage, you get extra hit points, which you lose at the end of your rage. So something that would often happen is a barbarian would fall unconscious fighting and then immediately die because they lose those extra hit points, which typically put them into negative so far. Which is just a funny thing that used to happen.
Okay, well, I'll put a Gogash into sort of like a recovery position. Either drag up against a tree or something like that.
Gogash is not easy to move.
Maybe that I don't. Can I grab his... Can I wield his axe?
You can lift his axe.
Can I wield it, though? Is it
heavy in your hands, but I will allow you to wield it, yeah.
Okay, I've got some.
He sometimes uses... You've seen him use one hand occasionally. That is not something you can do.
Yep, that's all right.
But you can wield it.
Okay, at least I can. Okay, cool. It's something. All right, I'm going to try and gut the wolves.
Yeah.
See if they got any, like...
You're not going to fucking taunt it?
No.
I mean, it is... pretty cold.
But I might have to in a minute.
Yeah.
I'm going to gut some wolves and check their treasure pouches.
Clever.
So gut the wolves, see what they if they've like been eaten some adventures.
You butcher it.
I want to butcher it.
You don't butcher it in the correct way, I guess is what I'm saying. You will not be able to acquire anything of use from these wolves. I guess you don't really know what you're doing, so you kind of fuck up even getting a pelt from them.
I'm just seeing if they have like if they've eaten an adventurer
in their belly.
They do not.
Just their regular treasure pouch.
They don't have the treasure bladder. They do not have a treasure bladder. That is an insane thing to say.
Bullshit. Some wolves you kill, they've eaten gold.
Some wolves back in Ognot, wolves eat way more gold than they do in Barovia.
As you're doing that,
yeah.
Plip, 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 plip. You are drenched almost immediately.
Oh.
You begin shivering. Barovia, it's like, you know how people will metaphorically say the floodgates open?
How big are these wolves?
It actually feels like floodgates have opened.
How big are these wolves?
They're wolf-sized, so big enough for you to get in.
How big is a Gogash?
A Gogash is too big.
But you might need fit in two wolves.
A Gogash might need two wolves, yeah.
Gonna taunt some wolves.
All right, you've already butchered them pretty badly. You create the best makeshift shelter you can from wolf.
At least on a short rest, i.e. 8 hours.
Yeah.
A Gogash could get health back.
That's true. You will remain on one hit point.
I don't sleep.
All right.
What's the point?
Yeah. Covered in...
Highs or lows?
Highs.
You got a great wild look. Highs?
No, I actually meant lows.
All right. It's a light encounter.
Okay. What's wrong, Adam?
Ow!
Oh, my God.
Three wolves with armored spines.
Okay, okie doke.
And hardened snouts make their way out of the bushes and slowly begin circling the three of you.
Wolf by howl or by snarl, terrible, terrible fright. If I hears, then there is a regular I do sight. Well, we heard and then they're eared. So regular wolves.
Regular dire wolves.
Regular dire wolves. Yeah.
Okay. That's not so bad.
All right.
Do I have a... Oh, let me check my equipment,
if you
actually
have a torch.
Yeah, see if I have a torch. Okay, I immediately...
You go first.
Oh, I do? Oh, yep. Great. Because I was just launching in. I immediately, like, maybe... There's three of us here?
Yeah.
I pull out three torches, and I'm going to use one of my flame breaths to light the three of them.
I love you, Jackson. Get a good boy card.
Thank you.
That's worth a good boy card. Actually, Zamet for tauntauning, get a good boy card.
Thank you. I finally got... God, this would have come in handy so many times. Reroll a strength base check. I am so close to having the full set. That's so very funny. Up. Yes, I light the three torches, and then I'm going to hand them to each of them, and then gesture out towards the dire wolves.
The dire wolves do not want to approach you. They don't get any closer, but they don't get any further.
Okay.
Elainiel looks at you and says, I've heard such things are possible, but will this keep them at bay forever?
Well, unless anybody shouts or makes any sudden movements, it should, till the fire goes out.
Elainiel side-eyes Cribbit, who slowly puts his loot away.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking. So maybe if we try and angle ourselves to keep them behind us and just move into the forest.
All right. You begin moving further into the forest. Mm-hmm. Peel.
Yeah.
Drip.
Oh, drip.
No.
Oh, my God.
After the first few hit the ground, Elainiel looks at you.
Yeah.
And you look at Elainiel, and both of you have spent enough time in Barovia. She throws the torch and runs.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same. It's about to get so wet. Fuck. God damn it.
Oh, you are very lucky. You lose the direst wolves very quickly.
I guess in the rain, it's hard to track.
Visibility becomes nothing.
Yeah.
You can barely hear each other over the torrential downpour.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Elainiel hugs her cloak in tighter, pulls her hood over her face. Mm-hmm. Cribbit begins taking his clothes off, neatly folds them up, puts them into his backpack, puts his backpack on, and seems delighted by this.
I'll put up a hood as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Woods.
It's all just
like,
woods.
Oh, what else is like, what's around? Like, is there any little, no, it's just woods. It's just woods until we reach the edge of the world.
Unfortunately, because of you running from the direst wolves, you have lost the trail.
Yep. Cool beans.
You noticed as well while you were tracking,
yeah,
a Gogash quite obviously had been jumping into the ethereal because you'd lose his footprints, regain them, lose them, regain them.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like from when you last encountered the footprints, it looks like the direst wolves had lost track of where a Gogash was. Oh, and by the way, it's just a Gogash's footprints.
That's concerning. But a Gogash maybe picked him up, maybe. That's what I got to hope for anyway.
In any case, you can see that the direst wolves fanned out. This would have been not too long ago, but the direst wolves fanned out and started quite clearly looking in all directions.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably, all these wolves are because... In the same way that when you were running from the gods in Valakai, the direst wolves have raised the alarm, if you will, and now this place is just chock-a-block full of wolves looking for you.
Maybe over the downpour, I'll yell like, we're not going to find them in this. Let's find somewhere we can camp at least. Let's try and get out of the rain.
All right. Elainiel agrees. She thinks that would probably be a clever idea. The two of you begin... Well, are you looking for shelter?
Yeah.
All right, you begin looking for shelter, and Elainiel, while you were looking for shelter, constructs some shelter, breaking some tree branches in such a way she creates like a lean-to. Mm-hmm. It's not dry, but it is out of the rain.
Is it dry enough to start a little fire in?
Between you and Elainiel, okay. You can start a fire. Maybe Elainiel, like, moves over. With your help, you roll a fallen log over to get the dry wood underneath.
Nice.
And you use that to start a little campfire.
Hmm.
Hector, you see a light.
What kind of light?
A red one.
Okay. That's good, because there was a bad green one earlier, so it's worth checking. Yeah,
yeah. I'd like to just be, like, sitting upright with, like, a wolf carcass over me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Wearing it as you would the cape, but the wolf legs and everything, they're still there. Gogash is still... Does it look like a firelight?
It's so heavily overcast, you can't tell.
How far away does it look?
It would probably... Well, no, you can't tell. Yeah. You just can't tell.
Mm. I don't want to head towards it because I don't know then if I can make my way back here.
It is the sort of bullshit move. Imagine this. Imagine you head over to the light and you see a dire wolf carrying a lantern.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the sort of shit I would pull.
That's classic Adam. Yeah. I wouldn't trust it, dude. I wouldn't trust it.
Maybe I just... sit upright, bolt upright, mm-hmm. like holding a Gogash's axe. I just kind of just stare at it and just wait a little bit.
All right. Nothing happens. It doesn't move. It's quite clearly stationary.
Just keep staring at it. Maybe let an hour go by. Maybe I'll let like a little bit in terms of if the rain kind of clears out just a little bit.
It becomes hail, actually.
Jeez. Okay. All right.
Any part of you that is exposed to the elements right now is in pain. I'd say you're not going to take any damage, but you know that if you got out of the wolf, you would start being pelted with hail so hard and so heavy that it could kill you.
Right. Okay.
You would know this is a pip. This is called razor hail. It's not uncommon to Barovia.
All righty. Is it a straight shot?
What do you mean?
To the light?
I mean, like, it's a forest, so any direction is straight if you just go straight.
I don't want to leave it go, gosh. But there's a trail of wolf carcasses.
Yeah. It's tricky.
How long?
How long? Adam. Yes. Great question. Great beginning to a question.
How long are wolves' intestines?
Probably no longer than a person's.
That's pretty long.
So.
How long are wolf intestines? Can't wait to be put on a list.
Yep.
Digestive System of a Wolf by Christina Zahara.
Because I just want to know, like a fucked up Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
Seven meters.
That's not that long. That's not that long.
A human's is five.
Yeah. All right. If I can, we had nine of them.
You got nine of them.
So that's like a 50-foot.
50-foot rope.
Some of them have been kind of a little butchered.
Yeah. But then if...
What are you trying to do?
He wants
to
Hansel and Gretel with him. Leave a trail of guts.
Oh, so you can get back to a Gogash?
Yeah.
I see.
Were to tie like a bit of intestine to a Gogash and then like walk towards said light.
You're not sure. I would like to let you know you're not sure how far away from the light you are.
Yeah, no.
It's hard to tell distance in the dark rain and stuff.
All right. Is there any kind of like... Pen. Is there any kind of like writing equipment that a Gogash had?
Great question. What
surely he would have had a pen and quill or something.
Maybe? I don't know. Not necessarily. He does keep calling writing the devil's communication.
Yeah.
Imagine if I just suddenly a Gogash became really fucking...
He's a sort of Luddite.
Yeah.
He's got like a dragon chess set.
He has a water skin, a torch, a tinderbox, hempen rope, trail rations, mess kit, javelins, great axes, dragon chest set, his clothes, and a bedroll.
Oh, hemp and rope. All right, that's 50 foot. Right, I'll just look.
May I recommend putting him on his bedroll and
dragging him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to, with the hemp and rope and the bedroll, if I can just construct something, maybe on a couple of wolf pelts, i.e., bodies.
Look, hey, it's raining so heavily, or hailing, I should say, so heavily, that you're like, you try to get the rope thing done, and you realize you could spend like an hour trying to do this, but fuck, man, you don't have that time. So in the end, you just grab the bedroll and you start dragging that.
Okay. I start dragging a Gogash to this light.
Elainiel looks at you, Pip, and says, I think perhaps we should set a watch of some sort. Some of us should... We should get a rest, as it were.
Yeah, I'm feeling not too bad, shockingly. So if you want to keep down,
you and
Cribbit.
Elainiel pauses for a second, and a lot kind of comes back to her. Like, she realizes who she is trusting.
Do I kind of see that on her face?
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere.
Well, I'm aware that you can't leave. She lies down and goes to sleep. She's an elf, sorry. She pushes her back up against the tree. She kind of sits cross-legged, crisscross applesauce. She sits cross-legged at the base of the tree. She puts a hand on each of her knee, closes her eyes, and begins muttering something to herself. If you pay any close attention, whatever strange god you've never heard of that she worships, you realize she is recounting a story to that god. And as she does it, you can see beneath her eyelids, her eyes are moving rapidly. Like she's in
REM.
Yeah.
I'd like to pull out my fiddle and just very, unless it's annoying everyone else, just very quietly be playing it in the rain.
Hector, you hear fiddling.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sans Pants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.